HarperCollins presents About Last Night by Adele Parks, read by Claire Corbett.
People often ask me where I get my ideas from for my novels. Well, the simplest answer is life. I get ideas from overhearing snatches of conversations in cafes or at the school gate. I get ideas from magazines, movies, songs, poems, my own experiences, the experiences of others, and the endless what-if moments that constantly swirl around my head. It's hard to articulate exactly where ideas come from. They just flow. With some of my novels, there is, however, a very clear moment of conception. That is true of About Last Night. Some time ago, a friend of mine asked me to phone her boss to say she was ill after a heavy night out celebrating her embracing a new decade. I didn't hesitate to do as she asked, but my husband was extremely shocked by my willing compliance. He wanted to know whether I'd lie for her to her partner. To the police? He demanded. Where's the line you'd draw? I didn't answer his question. To be honest, I wasn't sure. He'd drawn my attention to questions about my honesty versus my loyalty. I thought to myself, there's a book in that. I like challenging my readers to step into my character's shoes. As you are listening to this book, I wonder if you will ask yourself how you would have acted if you were in the same situation as either Steph or Pip. I know I've told a story well if my readers relate to and empathize with the characters, and I love reading emails from fans who say they've done this. I think we'd live in a better, more tolerant world if we were able to see one another's points of views more readily. Reading offers that. However, we all approach situations and dilemmas with our own histories, preconceptions, and motivations. You may not agree with the way Steph and Pip handle things when their friendship is tested in this specific way, but hopefully you will care enough about both women to root for them. A character you may not empathize or even sympathize with is Kirsten, and yet emphatically, she was the most fun to write. She's so irreverent and careless. She's also sexy yet vulnerable. I'm the opposite to irreverent and careless. I spend an inordinate amount of time wondering whether everyone is happy and everything is fine. And if not, can I make it so? And is it my fault that someone is unhappy in the first place? It can be exhausting. So it was great fun being outrageous and even wicked through her. However, I do hope I penned a character that is more than just amusing. She's a sad symbol of what our society might be inadvertently producing. She's a warning. On that note, I shall leave you. Happy listening!
30 years ago. Stephanie Amstel is the type of child that does not create any sort of impression. Not even a bad one. She goes through her days unnoticed. She has mousy hair, mousy ways, and mousy grades. No one appears to be aware of Stephanie. She is ignored, and in response to being ignored, she seems to shrink. The more she shrinks, the harder she is to spot. It is a vicious circle. She's just like Mrs. Pepperpot, in the large hardback book that Mrs. Iston reads to the Year Threes as they sit on the itchy school carpet, waiting for the school bell to signal home time. Just like Mrs. Pepperpot, except not grey-haired and not cheerful. Just small. That's the same. Stephanie is happy and chatty enough at home, where she's reasonably indulged by her devoted and loving, although somewhat insular and blinkered parents, but she positively shrivels up on the short walk to school. Stephanie lies awake at night and seriously considers the possibility that the other children aren't just ignoring her, but that they can't actually see her. Maybe they need a telescope. Her parents do both wear glasses. Is it possible that she is truly shrinking, fading, disappearing like a leaf in autumn? Will she go brown and crinkled and then break apart altogether? Stephanie is terrified that she might totally vanish before she even gets...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?